Middle East Report on Sabah al-Muslim.
A very good morning to you, James. Nice to be talking to you again.
Good morning. Pleasure to be with you again in the new year.
Saudi Arabia risks increased vulnerability by de-emphasizing religion. Tell us about this.
Indeed, what you're seeing is that Saudi Arabia is emphasizing its national identity rather than its religious identity in an effort to attract foreign direct investment and also shore up its image. What that means, however, is that it puts at risk its leadership role in the Muslim world, which is based on its religious credentials. And ultimately, that could have far-reaching consequences, because if it no longer is the religious representative, then maybe the administration of the holy cities in the kingdom should be internationalized, as, for example, the allotment of quotas for the Hajj.
Now, on a similar vein, Turkish fatwa raises the question of when is usury re-usury?
Indeed, Turkey is, alongside Saudi Arabia, a country that is competing for religious leadership in the Muslim world. The Diyanet, which is the state-controlled religious apparatus, has just issued a fatwa which says that usury, or interest in this case, is acceptable in home loans, but only if those home loans are received from a Turkish state-owned bank and invested in a state government housing project. In other words, what the Turks are doing is essentially lifting the ban on interest for very opportunistic purposes.
Now, the Gulf States' concept of so-called moderate Islam has failed a litmus test in Pakistan. Tell us about that.
Indeed. So you have states like Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, projecting themselves as leaders of a moderate, tolerant Islam, an Islam that lives and let live. Yet you have at the moment in Pakistan a stepped-up campaign against Shiite Muslims. There have been killings, blasphemy charges. The numbers are rising worryingly. And here are the promoters of tolerant and moderate Islam remaining totally silent, as they do in other cases, for example, the Uyghurs in China.
And then Indonesia is set to claim leadership of a moderate interpretation of Islam in competition with these Middle Eastern states?
Yes. With other words, you have this rivalry globally between Turkey, Iran, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Indonesia. You've had a cabinet reshuffle in Indonesia, in which a very prominent religious leader of the Nahdlatul Ulama has become Minister of Religious Affairs, Yaqut Cholil. And he is a proponent of the concept of humanitarian Islam, which promotes human rights, promotes democracy, and has started a process of recontextualization or reform of Islam, if you wish, in the first step by eliminating, in legal terms, the category of the kafir, or the infidel. And as such, with his appointment, Indonesia is boosting its abilities in the competition with Middle Eastern states.
All right, James, as always, thank you so much for the update. We'll talk again next week.
I look forward to that. Pleasure. All the best.
That was James Dorsey with this week's Middle East Report.